And we're back on the patio, the pavilion here at Show Center and the International Aerobatics Club. And Trish Dimer, it's so nice to talk to you finally on EA Radio. You've done so much, and you are the one fixture here that doesn't change year after year after year. Presidents come and go.
They do.
Pilots come and go. But Trish is always here.
It's always me.
Tell the listeners about you and what you do.
Sure. Well, I've been at the EAA for almost 14 years, and I've been with the IAC for just over five. And it's a great place to be.
What did you do before IAC?
I worked with the National Association of Flight Instructors for about 5 years. And before that, I worked with Flight Ops, and I've worked in Young Eagles, and I've worked in the museum. So I have been all
You've
over
been
this
all,
place.
You have. You know, like this place like the back of your hand.
I do.
So tell us about the challenges that you face getting ready for this crazy week.
For this event. You know, it's it hasn't been that horribly challenging, I must say, because I have amazing volunteers. And I've had several volunteers come up and help me prior to the event to get my store up and cleaned and ready and open. We added some new windows this year, and, you know, it's for us, that's a really big deal. And like Nancy Carter, who is our building chair here, she came and helped me beforehand and put tags on merchandise and sucked up all the dead bugs that we get in there.
Well, that's what happens when you don't live somewhere year-round.
That's right.
So tell me something about the involvement of EAA with the IAC, and how does that all tie together?
How does that work? Well, we're a division of the EAA, and so we're kind of like a sister organization within the big one, and we keep our office down on the lower level of the EAA building, and I work with many of the same people that other IAC folks do. I get to work with our membership department and our IT department and print and mail and so forth, so yeah.
Tell us about how you structure the specifics of getting all the airplanes in here and getting the people to come that come
that
every
come
year.
Here. Sure. Well, again, I have a great volunteer, Jordan Ashley. He works with the people who are flying in, and he helps figure out how we're going to fit our airplanes in the front here, which, by the way, all these airplanes in the front are sponsors of the U.S. National Aerobatic Contest that we have every fall. And so he works out how we're going to make them look the prettiest and fit them all next to each other. And he also gets our airplanes out in our parking area in the best way possible. And so I have, again, help.
Yep, well, that's helpful. Now tell the listeners why they should come by the IAC Pavilion while they're here at Oshkosh.
Sure. Well, at the IAC Pavilion, you can buy some aerobatic merchandise. We have T-shirts and polos and rubber chickens if you need a pedo tube cover.
So you have the rubber chicken pedo tube covers.
Totally.
Wow.
Yep. And we sell great books on learning to fly aerobatics. And you can come here and talk to us about membership information, where our contests are held in the U.S., where our chapters are in the U.S., get the latest copy of Sport Aerobatics, all sorts of things.
For free.
For free.
And then you just sign a little paper and sign up for the IAC.
Yep.
Because the more members, the better, right?
Exactly.
Anybody can be a member, right, Trish?
Anyone who's an EAA member can be a member. So our membership is $45 if you're already a member of the EAA. If you are not a member of the EAA, we can sign you up for both. And you can either get their magazine, which is $40, or if you just want to be a member of the EAA and just get your basic EA membership, it's $10 extra, so for $55.
Okay.
Total.
And you have quite a cool newsletter, right? And you have a new digital newsletter as well.
We
right?
do, yep. We have the In the Loop, which comes out once a month, just like our magazine. And we have, you know, great videos and little tidbits of information, maybe even in addition to some articles that have been in the Sport Aerobatics magazine and so forth. Our editor, Reggie Palk, takes care of both of those.
That's very cool. And do you have a large staff?
No.
Is it just you?
I'm the only full-time paid staff for the IAC.
Wow. You have
Reggie
your hands
is our,
full.
Yeah.
So how many competitions are there a year?
Well, there's usually every chapter has about one, so, and we have about 32 chapters, so we have right around that, maybe a few more every year. Some chapters will do two, but and we're divided into regions, and we try to have at least three contests in each of those regions.
And then the winners from those regional contests, they make up the competitors for the
Nationals?
Nationals, right.
Well, actually, right now, the Nationals is considered a wild card in our regional contest. You don't have to be a winner from a region to fly at the Nationals. It's kind of a standalone thing. It can help you. Like I said, it's a wild card in our regional series. So it can help you be a regional series winner if you do really well at the Nationals.
So the Nationals are held where?
They are held in Sherman/Denison, Texas at the end of September every year.
So you pretty much fill up that town, huh?
We do. That area, they really like us. The hotel managers and the chambers of commerce both just bend over backwards to host us and do some really great things, providing free meals and sponsorship dollars to help make our event the best it can be.
How many people show up at that international or that national event?
We have about 100 or so competitors every year, and then we also will have at least that many volunteers and of course family members that are traveling with those pilots and so forth. So it's usually right around, I don't know, 200-250 people each year.
It's a pretty big event.
It is, and you know, they stay for you know, at least a week in most cases, so it's there for a long time.
Well, yeah, if you have 100 competitors, that takes a while for them all to fly, right?
It does, yep, and it's a full category contest. We even do primary, so it does. It takes a while to get those big categories.
There's the 747 engine nacelle driving by in front here.
Support.
That's pretty crazy. The Young Eagle. They're always finding some new and inventive way to advertise for Young Eagles.
That's amazing.
So. Debbie Wren Harvey was mentioning something about an international component. Let's talk about that a little bit. How does IAC, you know, the name is International Aerobatic Club, so how do we interface with other countries when it comes to aerobatics?
We don't currently have any international chapters, but we have had some in the past. We work a lot with some aerobatic competitors in Canada right now, and actually there's a few smaller countries in Europe that seem to have a decent amount of aerobatic competitors too. I'd say right now Canada is the one that we work with the most, and they use our rule book, and sometimes they will submit their scores into us and we'll count them in our regional series. So not super international at the moment, but maybe we'll get there.
Well, and, you know, Debbie Wren Harvey has been overseas competing.
She does.
As has Rob Holland.
Yes.
And a number of
Jeff
the
Bourbon.
Members of IAC.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How does that, really quickly, just a rundown, how does that happen? Do they have to win a national?
They do. So, what they do is... if they make it onto the team, because at the Nationals every fall, we pick our national team. So then our team will fly over in the next World Aerobatic Championship of whatever nature. So which will always be, actually, the Worlds are about to happen. So the team that we picked last year at September is about to fly at the Worlds right about now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so that team goes over, and it's quite an ordeal. They take their planes apart and put them in crates and ship them across the ocean and so forth. And so, yes, they do have to be picked. And SIVA is our organization that puts those big international competitions together.
SIVA. And what does that stand for?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that. Where's my keyword when I need it?
We love our acronyms, don't we?
Yes, we
aviation.
Do.
So many of them. Well, and there's also FIFA. Is that another one? Or
I'm not sure if that's our. So
it's
our
a French aeronautique. Or
yes,
something.
Yes, and that it is, and that's how it ends. It's like something.
They're a big aerobatics group.
Yep. Siva is the world
body,
I guess. And so here in the U.S., we have the NAA, which gives us our sanctioning rights and so forth. And that's the U.S. governing body for air sport.
Okay. Well, listen, we're about to wrap it up. But before we go, let's talk about what you've got ahead. What's coming up for the IAC in the next year before we're back with you here next
sure.
year?
Sure. Well, as we've been talking about, we have the Nationals in the fall. So as soon as Air Venture is over, it will kick into high gear to finish the planning for that. And then we do a board meeting every fall and so forth. So those are some of the big things that are coming up on, as far as the IAC goes. And we have a new president who will be taking his seat on Friday at our annual membership gathering. So...
Great. So exciting things happening here at the IAC.
Yeah.
Trish, thank you for joining me for this
thank
segment.
You.
It's been great having you and talking to you and finding out what's going on behind the scenes.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Jay Munchie, we're on the fly, and we're here at the IAC Pavilion. Everybody should stop by and check out this hot pink attire that she's got for sale over here. And if you need a rubber chicken for your pedo tube, this is the place to get it. Come in and say hi to Trish and the gang, and show your support by... buying something from their little store here. Tomorrow on the fly, we're going to head south, and we're going to be at the Ultralights for some fun flying. They're doing all kinds of fun things down there this week as well. So we're going to do that, and then we'll wrap up on Saturday out at the seaplane base. So everyone, enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for spending the hour with us here on the fly, and we'll see you tomorrow at Ultralights. You're listening to EAA Radio.